AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Another band of strong storms and heavy rain spawned three tornadoes and dangerous flooding in East Texas today, with the death toll rising to five after Houston police found two bodies. Travis County Emergency Management spokeswoman Lisa Block describes one of the victims whose bodies have been found.
We had an elderly woman who was found. She was washed away from her residence along with a male at the same residence, and he made it to safety, but she did not.
Topics for this weekend's media addresses include criminal justice reform and energy. AP correspondent Shirley Smith has more.
President Obama says it's time to reform the criminal justice system in this country.
I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails. I believe we can address the disparities in the application of criminal justice, from arrest rates to sentencing to incarceration.
Republican Senator Barbara Murkowski of Alaska spoke to her state's position as an oil producer.
The administration is opening the door for Iranian oil production, but closing it on Alaskan oil.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
There are no survivors from a Russian passenger plane crash in central Sinai, Egypt. AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy fills us in.
Egyptian officials and the Russian embassy in Cairo said nobody survived the plane crash. Officials said everyone on board was Russian except for three Ukrainian passengers. And an Egyptian cabinet statement said the passengers were 138 women, 62 men, and 17 children.
The plane crashed Saturday in a remote mountainous part of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, 23 minutes after taking off from a popular Red Sea resort. Tonight in the World Series, Kansas City at the Mets. This is AP Radio News. A British lawyer says a newly freed prisoner at Guantanamo Bay wants an independent investigation into whether British officials played a role in his treatment.
Human rights lawyer Clive Stafford-Smith says Shaka Amir wants the whole world to know what happened to him at Guantanamo, so rules can be enacted to keep others from facing abuse. His lawyers say he was tortured and kept in isolation for extended periods. Amir arrived back in Britain on Friday after spending nearly 14 years as a prisoner at Guantanamo. He was never charged with a crime and is now being treated in a British hospital and reuniting with his family. Charles Ledesma, London.
A sunken tanker barge recently discovered in Lake Erie appears to be occasionally seeping an oil-based substance near the Canadian border. It's believed to be one of 87 shipwrecks on a federal registry that IDs the most serious pollution threats to U.S. waters. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.